Garth Brooks tells WTOP he's happy to be back touring after a hiatus to raise his three daughters.
What I left for, I loved more than music itself. So watch them grow from 1998 to 2014. Never missed a day.
Jay Leno was just one of the celebs who turned out to salute him.
I mean, I'll tell you a funny Garth Brooks story. He's in a restaurant and he's eating. And there's a guy watching him. He thinks, this guy's going to come over. Garth finishes his meal, goes into the men's room. The guy walks in, opens the stall door and goes, I didn't want to bother you while you were eating. Could you sign this?
Ricky Skaggs performed Calling Baton Rouge.
Everything that any artist could have ever imagined we'd love to do, he's done it. And he's still out selling tickets, you know, doing tours, and just reinvented himself to this 30-year-later generation. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Chris Stapleton performed Rodeo and Shameless.
You know, I grew up in that era when he took off, and so I had every album and knew every word of every song.
And Lee Bryce performed What She's Doing Now and More Than a Memory.
Garth was a huge influence on me.
It was that thing that he has that connects with you. It's like he's speaking to just you.
But it was Garth who stole the show, opening with a Keith Urban duet on Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up, then closing with The Thunder Rolls, Friends in Low Places, and The Dance. Watch video on WTOP.com. At DAR Constitution Hall, Jason Fraley, WTOP News.